Chapter 4 Joel's next morning was spent locked down in one of what looked to be an endless string of confidential meetings going over assorted contractors' bids on the construction of the new base. Budget and logistics did the initial triage, but all final approvals had to be run past Haynes and Joel, with the B&L officers jockeying for their favorites. Sergyar Command's B&L departmental needs and those of the Emperor were normally fairly congruent, but not always, and Joel had to remind himself now and then, as voices rose and the highlighted numbers were presented again in brighter colors, which side he was on. As they broke for a late lunch, he and Haynes walked over to the officers' mess together. Crossing the main quadrangle, Haynes shaded his eyes and frowned at the distant mesa of Plazcrete pallets. "Have you managed to get any further with those Plazdan bastards?" he inquired. "The Vice Wren has promised to sic some of her forensic accounting people on it. Depending on what she can come up with and how fast, I'm hoping for early next week, we should be able to devise something useful. In the long run, we need Plazcrete more than vengeance." Haynes grunted disconsolate concurrence. "Sucks some days to have all these boys with guns and not be allowed to shoot anybody. It could be so cathartic." Joel could only snort agreement. On the whole, Joel liked Fyodor Haynes. The general had been assigned here only 2 years ago and had so far proved the plodder type of officer, counting down the bare handful of years left to his 20, which meant in the main that everything got done on time and without unnecessary fuss. Vastly preferable for his actual peacetime duties than the thwarted warrior type, which, an understandable antipathy to civilian contractors aside, Haynes wasn't. Haynes's domestic life was currently in some mysterious disarray. His wife of many years had stayed back on Barayar when he'd been posted to Sergyar, ostensibly to care for aged and ailing parents, possibly due to having reached some abrupt breaking point about moving one more time to follow the drum. His two older sons were now in college.